Let's go now live. I've got a gentleman standing by with us who joins us by way of Jackson, Tennessee. He is one of the few, the proud, from the state of Tennessee to sign with the University of Tennessee. Dre Bowles joins us. Dre, first of all, congratulations. Welcome today on your big day. Great to have you here. And how's it feel to be a Vol?
Oh, sir, it's an amazing feeling. Just it's just such a blessing having the opportunity, to play, at the collegiate level. And I'm so excited to be part of the family. I'm looking forward to being a part of Coach Dooley and the rest of the coaching staff. So I'm ready to rock and roll.
You know, I love hearing your enthusiasm. I love hearing that the sound in your voice, the sound of you sound extremely purposeful right now. Like you are very excited about today.
Oh yes, sir. Today has been a really special day for me and my family, and my high school they had a ceremony for me during chapel, and it was just amazing. Just seeing everybody from preschool to 12th grade, just the love and the support I have from all my classmates and my fans, and it's just unbelievable. And like I walked in the gym and they had it all decorated in Tennessee stuff, and then they had the band playing Rocky Top when I signed, and it just left me teary-eyed because, I'm just so fortunate to have the opportunity to play for University of Tennessee.
Dre, how do you see yourself? There are so many people that project you in different ways. What kind of wideout are you? Are you married to being a wideout? Are there other things on the football field that you're open to doing?
Honestly, it's just whatever the coaches feel like they want to utilize me. It doesn't really matter. Because I look at it, it's playing time is playing time. So, that's how I just kind of see myself,
It's one of those things, Dre, where You've been blessed and gifted with such great ability. How do you describe yourself to somebody who hasn't seen you?
I would describe myself as I'm a very humble person. I'm a definitely type of person that likes to give back to other people, and I'm very generous, and I definitely try to be a leader in everything I do, stand up for the right things.
Dre, I understand that in your upbringing, I can just hear in your voice the respect you have for people, the respect you have for the opportunity you've been given here. That's a part of your upbringing, isn't it? Talk about your upbringing.
Oh, yes, sir, definitely. My parents, they've always instilled in me as a child, don't take things for granted and count your blessings and appreciate the opportunities that God has given you. And I'm a firm believer of that, and it's just a quality that I've just learned as a child, and I've just carried it on now.
Well, I can tell you this right now. It makes me smile hearing you talk the way you're talking today. And you have a real opportunity for some immediate playing time. How much does that excite you, the opportunity to come in and contribute right away?
Oh, yes, sir. It definitely excites me. Not many people coming in as true freshmen have the opportunity to contribute to a program early, and me having the opportunity is it's definitely a huge opportunity.
I'll tell you one thing, man. Tennessee for years to come is going to be loaded offensively, and you're going to be a part of that equation, and that must excite you when you think about it—the opportunity to learn with and play with all those great players offensively.
Oh yes, sir. It definitely does excite me. And I'm looking forward to it. I have the opportunity to be coached by Coach Henshaw and Coach Dooley and the rest of the staff. I'm excited.
Well, Dre, I want to congratulate you once again. Thank you for joining us. And I hope today's a special day for you.
Thank you, sir. God bless you. Take it easy now.
All right, man. You too. God bless you as well.